Okay, I want to bring things back over to this part of the world. Tech companies are opening up their offices, but the nature of tech work has changed. Here with more, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley. Dan, Apple is the latest to mandate a return to office next month.
That's right, Karina. We're seeing that Apple is asking employees to begin returning to offices on April 11th. Now, that doesn't mean that every employee has to be back in the office on April 11th. It's going to be a phase in, but they are starting to bring them back, and that's something that's important. Apple has been one of the companies that's really been kind of an outlier in Silicon Valley, where they've really wanted people to return to office in person, not necessarily doing a hybrid model. But then you have companies like Twitter, which have said, look, you can work wherever you want in the world as long as you're getting your work done. We don't care. Microsoft, by the way, they've also started to bring workers back already. That was February 28th when they began doing that in their headquarters at home. And then Google is asking people to return back to office on April 4th. That's beginning April 4th. And again, it's going to be a phase. And they're asking people to be in office at least 3 days a week. And now, one of the things that you may be wondering is, well, these are companies that are tech companies. Why do they need people back in the office when they were just selling us during the pandemic this whole you can work from home and do it all with our tools kind of thing? Well, that's probably because companies like Apple really want people to collaborate, especially when they're making new products. As for Microsoft and Google, that's kind of up in the air. I mean, they are saying 3 days a week, at least with Google, but they also sold us during the pandemic their products to tell us you can work from anywhere. So it's kind of a catch-22, I think, in those situations. Twitter seems to be the only company that's really saying, look, we know that you can do this. You're connected to the internet. You've been doing this for 2 years. Just keep doing it. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the tech companies shake out, whether or not their employers will want them coming back. Obviously, part of it has to do with all the money they invested in those huge headquarters they have out there in California.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to wait and watch. All right, Dan Howley, thank you so much for that report.